The WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC News Update. Thomas Frank reports for CNBC that New York-based Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer failed to pass legislation introduced after the mass shooting of blacks at a grocery store in Buffalo, 2 days after a mass shooting of elementary school children in Texas. Frank wrote, Schumer, and I quote, pleaded with his Republican colleagues on Wednesday to consider the bill, end quote, but to no avail. The vote on the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act was 47-47. With the Senate's odd rules favoring the minority by requiring 60 votes to pass the legislation. On May 18th, the U.S. House of Representatives voted for the bill 222-203, with Democrats Paul Tonko, Sean Maloney, and Antonio Delgado on the record in favor, and Republican Elise Stefanik voting against. Delgado did not actually vote for the bill, as he turned over his vote on May 10th to Colorado Representative Joe Neguse, claiming he was, and I quote, unable to physically attend proceedings in the House chamber due to the ongoing public health emergency, end quote. Delgado resigned May 25th to become New York's lieutenant governor without announcing any COVID infection. While Schumer was ineffective in passing legislation to slow the spate of mass shootings on May 25th, he did block a Republican bill he said, and I quote, could see more guns in school, end quote. The Luke and Alex School Safety Act that Schumer blocked was about collecting data to increase the presence of law enforcement on school campuses. Schumer tweeted, and I quote, the truth, there were officers at the school in Texas. The shooter got past them. We need real solutions. We will vote on gun legislation, starting with the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act, end quote. And that vote failed. Read more about this story at the CNBC website. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that on May 25th, a federal court turned back a legal challenge to a New York State law that makes it easier to bring lawsuits against gun manufacturers. New York Attorney General Letitia James said, and I quote, as we mourn the deaths of 19 innocent children lost to gun violence in Uvalde and the countless more in Buffalo and across America every day, this is a moment of light and hope. New York is proud to defend the right to reasonable gun restrictions that protect all of us. As public officials, we were elected to solve problems and address the needs of the people. Prayers alone will no longer do, and cowardliness is not part of the job description. New York will always lead, and I urge others with a backbone to follow, end quote. The celebration will most likely be short, as the radical Supreme Court is expected to soon strike down New York's strict concealed gun carry provision. Governor Kathy Hochul said on May 25th that she would call a special legislative session this summer to address the ruling if the law is overturned. In the final weeks of New York's current legislative session, Democrats are expected to tighten the state's red flag law meant to keep guns away from people deemed to be a danger. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Emily Munson in the Times Union tracks the 76 school shooting incidents since 1971 in New York. That number comes from the Advanced Thinking in Homeland Security program at the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School Center for Homeland Security and Defense, which counts a school shooting incident, and I quote, when a gun is brandished, is fired, or a bullet hits school property for any reason, regardless of the number of victims, time of day, or day of week, end quote. By definition, there have been 4 shootings at New York schools this year, in Staten Island, Brooklyn, Buffalo, and Mount Vernon. Of the known cases since 1971, 33 of the perpetrators were between 13 and 17 years old, and 4 were 18 years old, and 8 were 21 years of age or older. Handguns were used in most of these incidents, with rifles used in 4 cases. Munson writes, and I quote, "The 76 incidents produced 97 victims, most of them male students who were wounded. In nearly all the incidents, one or two people were injured or killed," end quote. FBI records say there were 10 active shooting incidents in New York from the year 2000 through the year 2019. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.